This podcast is a resource of givinglight.org.
You are listening to episode 64 of the Giving Light Devotional Podcast. Today's devotion dives into the book of Acts. Now, if you haven't listened to episode 57, Break Open and Pour Out, I strongly recommend you do so because this episode builds from that one. It is a must listen. Let us be a people that are so saturated by Him. You know, when you get caught in a monsoon-like rain without an umbrella and you come inside and you're just slopping wet? May we be like that, but with His glory and His presence, so saturated that at the appropriate time, His timing alone, He will light us on fire for all to see Him, not me. Let us become burning ones. When we are burning, we are bright. The light shines, piercing the darkness in the dead of night. What does it mean to be a burning one? Well, the Bible is full of individuals who were burning ones. Acts alone gives us a ton of examples. In fact, I encourage you to read this book for the sole purpose of learning their habits, character traits, and responses when the Holy Spirit spoke and moved through them. We know from Acts chapter 2, verse 43, that many wonders and miraculous signs were done. But where did it all start? Now, we all know that we can do nothing apart from Him. We are not miracle workers. But I strongly believe that the disciples came from a place of humility, a prioritization that God was first, no matter what, and they had a resolve to simply hear and obey. So what characteristics can we mirror? Again, I want to encourage you to read the book of Acts with this purpose in mind. Now, I want to give you a few things that stuck out to me when I read the book of Acts. One, materialism didn't have their hearts, as we see in chapter 2, verse 45, and also chapter 4, verses 32 through 37, where they sold their possessions and goods and they gave to anyone who had need of it. Also, praising God was a constant daily thing for them. They were filled with the Holy Spirit and then spoke what the Holy Spirit gave them. This is kind of a reminder to me of what Jesus always said, that He didn't speak anything that He didn't first hear the Father say. So that's an example for all of us. Now, they didn't come from status or prestige. They were unschooled, ordinary men, as chapter 4, verse 13 says, but they were courageous, and when they spoke the words of the Spirit, that those around them listened to the point where they even said, man, these people have been with Jesus. How many of you feel unqualified? If so, perfect. He qualifies the called, not the other way around. Also, chapter 4, verses 18 through 20, they feared God more than men. Chapter 6, verses 1 through 7, they knew their purpose and they didn't sway from it. Chapter 7, they were unwavering. They unapologetically spoke the truth, such as Stephen's speech to the Sanhedrin. And also talk about fierce forgiveness, that while Stephen was being stoned, verse 60, he said, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. Wow. Chapter 8, they did not run and were not moved in the face of great persecution. Their life was full of adventures too. Just think of the example of Philip and the Ethiopian. You know, when Philip, he was just going about his day and the Holy Spirit gave him very minimal direction, but he heard and obeyed. And we know the rest of the story. He was able to witness to the Ethiopian, baptize him, and then he was gone. Poof. How cool is that? Now, there is so much more, but I just wanted to wet your whistle to dive in and learn more. Now, I will leave you with this. Chapter 20 of Acts, verses 22 through 24. Paul had been compelled by the Holy Spirit, knowing that he would be entering into going to prison and having hardship, that that was ahead of him. However, he said in verse 24, "However, I consider my life worth nothing to me if only I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me." What is the cost? Everything. What is the reward? Him. He is everything. Now, Matthew 5:6 says, "Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." May we be a people that hunger and thirst after righteousness. May our desire to pursue the reward, which is Him, outweigh the cost. May you too desire to become a burning one for Him. Now, if you have a spark and want more, repeat this after me. Burn holy fire. Cleanse my desires. Search me inside. Let nothing hide. Burn holy flame until the same heart that's in you is burning in me. Burn all that's dark, selfish, and cold. Soften my heart. Possess my soul. Burn holy flame until the same heart that's in you is burning in me.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Giving Light Devotional Podcast. If you would like to access more resources on this topic, make sure you check out our free resource page where we have questions, activations, and a fine selection of music for your devotional journey. Thank you for making us a part of your devotional time. As always, stay hungry and keep seeking.